This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Daly, syndicated radio host, is going to be hosting coming up next segment. But I got a few stories I'm going to hit first of major breaking news. It's exclusive. You know, Roger talked to him. He said, yeah, Alex, you can say it. I'm not going to say it. But I talked to Roger, obviously, off air about it. He's been meeting with Trump. Trump's running. He says he's running. He wasn't going to run just a month ago. But now he's running. Exclusive information on that. Exclusively breaking next segment. The video is now live when he was on last hour. But I'm now authorized to say even more next segment. Dr. Richard Fleming, we've got to get him in studio. He's down here in Texas with us. He's in Dallas, my hometown. His book, which I've read, is excellent. I'm going to try to get a few thousand copies to sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's published by Simon & Schuster. So see, he's a prestigious guy coming out asking the question, is COVID-19 a bioweapon, a scientific and forensic investigation? We got 4 minutes till we end this segment. You got cut off by the break on that key subject about getting government motivated, getting them taking action, and the main point you were hitting about, just like with antibiotics creating drug-resistant things, the same thing happens with these vaccines, and just like with Merrick's disease in chickens, create superviruses, you show the graphs from the UN's own site, and it's conclusive that it's going straight up logarithmically, and they're still not hitting the brakes. They're doubling down. I mean, you talk about watching the establishment destroy themselves. I don't see how they're going to get away with this, doctor.
Yeah, it's just a matter of how much you can convince people and gaslight them and get them to not communicate with each other. And when you do that, you have an ideal setup for the ability to manipulate people and get them to do whatever you want. And it's pretty clear that a lot of people got very concerned, very stressed, and they got vaccinated because they were concerned about family members. They didn't want to make somebody else sick that they loved and cared about. And that type of manipulative type of a, I think, is part of the most disgusting part of this, which is the manipulation of not only Americans, but people around the world to sell them on the concept that if they didn't get vaccinated, they were putting somebody that they love, their life at risk. Vaccines have never prevented people from getting infected, and they have never prevented people from spreading infection. That's not how it works. And anybody who remembers or has studied that and has that basic understanding realizes that it's designed to expose you to what you're going to see so that when you become infected or sick, you recover faster. But we've always done it intelligently. We've always taken all the variants and all the different types and all the parts so that once we injected that into you, your body had a fighting chance to everything, so that no matter what variant came into you or what part of a variant came into you, you had an immune response. What they have demonstrated very clearly is that if you select out just a part of it, you can force the virus into the direction that this virus has been forced into, which is the further it is from what you started with, the more likely it's going to survive. With antibiotic resistant bacteria, you don't keep hitting people with antibiotics, you'll kill the patient. What you do is you stop doing what's causing the problem. This hasn't changed in medicine. It doesn't change in science. It doesn't change in anything. You know, if you run through a red light and you hit people, the next time you come to a red light, you don't say, I think I'll run the red light. You kind of go, well, I think I'm supposed to stop. That's how we don't eating and ending up with the same bad outcomes. This is repeating the same bad behavior, expecting somehow to have a different outcome. And like Einstein and so many other people have said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Unless your insanity is being a mass murderer and you're like Bill Gates and wants to remove people's immune systems before you release something later.
If that's your intention, then you're certainly going down the right track. But let me make one comment. Anthony Fauci does not represent science. I find it offensive that he represents himself as science. He has prostituted science, and he's become a major pimp for anti-science. Science is done by people who are methodical and are looking at the outcomes, and when the outcomes are bad, they say it's time to stop this bad behavior. The drug research project known as these vaccines have demonstrated a dismal failure, and an intelligent scientist would pull it back and say, stop what we're doing. Let's figure out.
Well, even the main UK's advisory group said yellow card it and pull it a month ago. Sir,
there are a lot of energy drinks and energy pills on the market, and of course most of them work, because if something doesn't work, people aren't going to reorder it. But they have side effects, they have chemicals, they have dyes in them that hurt your brain and hurt your cells and hurt your body in the process and leave you burnt out and hungover. InfoWars for years has consulted top developers and top labs to bring you BrainForce Plus, to bring you TurboForce, and other clean formulas that give you long, sustained, focused energy. Well, now we are introducing something that is at the next level, multiple years in development. It is Brain Force Ultra. It is a liquid in a dropper, and it is twice as strong as Brain Force Plus, just in the natural caffeine department. Then it's got a bunch of other powerful herbs and compounds that will take your focus and your clarity to the next level with clean energy. And it funds the InfoWar. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're after it until you get on your knees and take the Holy Spirit.
I won't get to get what I'm after till the day I die.
Not true. I love the Who, but it just isn't true. People. All right, we have a very special guest host who's doing a great job hosting once a week, KateDallyShow.com, Kate Dally, D-A-L-L-E-Y. She's got a lot to cover and always great guests. She's taking over here in just a few minutes. But I got to just tell you, the video from an hour and a half ago, it's now live at InfoWars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv, and it's big news. And Roger authorized me to say it. He just isn't going to say it himself. He meets with Trump every week, and they talk on the phone almost every day. And Trump was not going to run a month ago. And he saw Afghanistan, and he saw the open borders, and he saw them destroying the economy. And now Trump's going to travel all over the country to try to win the midterms for other people, which he does when he gets behind people. And now he's really close to coming out against the vaccine. The stuff you did see him say, you know, on TV shows about, yeah, this triple shot Pfizer runs everything. And, yeah, it looks like a scam to me. And, you know, you shouldn't be made to take the vaccine. That's all Roger talking to him. Okay? And so he told Roger, he said, look, I'm going to run. I'm going to get, you know, he's lost like 30 pounds. He looks like he's 10 years younger or more. So the exclusive interview, Roger Stone confirms Trump will run for president in 2024. And usually Trump doesn't change his mind. He's a guy that does it. So he's not perfect. Nobody is. But he's a hell of a lot better than the rest of the Republican field. And should his running mate be Rand Paul? Should his running mate be DeSantis? I know the two are kind of got a rivalry going. As much as I like DeSantis, I think Trump will trounce him. So that's the exclusive news. That's a big story. And, you know, Roger told me a week ago, he goes, no, Trump's going to run. He's happy now. He's doing it. But don't tell anybody I'm not ready yet. And then, like, eating more. And then now Trump's telling other people. And so Roger's not going to get completely, you know, scooped here on this. So I don't usually agree with CNN, but when CNN says Trump planning to run, that is accurate. Okay. We're about to go to our special guest host. But I told you last hour, I never got to it. Get to it now. The good Second Amendment news. White House to withdraw town hall reports. It's also in the Associated Press. Shipman nomination. This is the guy that helped slaughter everybody at Waco, and he's an anti-gunner and said that 50 cal shot down helicopters. No helicopters were hit by bullets. He is a damn liar and oversaw the barbecuing of those children. Some bad news. Lying on an ATF form 4473 is a federal violation and can lead to severe penalties and jail time, even if you get one number wrong on your address. Don't lie and buy. But Hunter Biden specifically lied on his, so he's allowed to. And then continuing the bad news, Biden admitted aims to sign UN gun regulation registration treaty to register all guns on Earth for confiscation. That is bad news on that front, with the UN more and more running our society and running our country. Finally, It's a catch-22. We got our new, incredible, clean, focused energy with all the herbs, the rest of it. BrainForce Ultra in. We're sold out of BrainForce Plus. It's excellent as well, but half as strong as this. It's sold out. I mean, there's a few bottles left. It's crazy. We ordered such a small amount because we don't have the money to buy out. So I'm selling my house to make sure we can buy all the product we need so you can fund us. You want to fund us. My problem is I'm in this, like, hamster wheel of, you know, never having enough product because of the shutdowns and the breakdown of the supply chain and then money issues from that. They don't have the money to buy the product. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got so many great products, books, films, T-shirts. Vitamin Real Fusion at current sales rates will sell out by early next week. I'm leaving it at sale, 33% off. Got a new black and white shirt with a bunch of my goofy face on it. People requested. Sorry, somebody took a bunch of photos of me. It's a bestseller on Amazon. So I said, why don't we just make a similar shirt? And we've also got the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. It's amazing. We've got the hair and beard formula. It's also good for women's skin and hair. It's really just a powerful multivitamin mineral. We got Knockout Sleep Aid back in stock, Ultimate Turmeric Liquid formula, and so much more. Ultra 12's back in stock, the highest quality B12, 50% off. That's our big sale right now. So thank you all for your support. Kate Daly is a cutting-edge, nationally recognized radio host. She is a nationally syndicated multiple markets live in Chicago and Red State Talk Radio, Drive Time, and the world's largest political online 24-hour station, 1 million listeners, along with our online outlets as well. And listeners from around the globe listen and stream her three-hour political talk show, first four Utah topics, and then the two-hour nationally syndicated show. Kate Daly just went through fighting the CDC COVID-19 protocols in Southern Utah Hospital when her husband was admitted for pneumonia, and she battled him and saved his life. That's key, because most hospitals won't give you the treatments. They'll give you nothing. KateDalyShow.com. Thank you so much. Take over, beautiful.
Hey, how are you? Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate this. And you know what? There's so much information to go over. I don't even know where to start. Do you feel like that every day? Do you feel a little exhausted? I feel a little beaten up. I really
It is
do.
Overwhelming. I mean, one of these stories would be, you could talk about it for a month, and there's hundreds of them. Right? It's insane. It's insane.
No, oh, my gosh, I'm getting emails from all over the country. And guess what, Alex? The story's the same. It's the same everywhere in the hospitals. People are fighting for their loved ones. And this Kevorkian protocol is not working. It's killing people. And people need to know this. I can't. I was appalled at what I saw. And if we can really kind of get a handle on that, too, I'm going to be talking about Afghanistan and a little bit about, gosh, everything, the shot, everything today. But I'm horrified at what's going on in our hospitals. I really am. All right, let's start here. Red, or Psaki, I don't know what to call her. What do you call her? Nimrod? I don't know. It's tough to pick one. Psaki comes on and says, you know, it depends on if you're vaccinated or not, our new steps that we're going to be doing, the new things we're going to introduce to you, whether you get a life, whether you don't, whether you, I don't know, get to have any freedom at all. It's all up to us, the powerful. And we've got, Biden in the background, little Mr. Puppeteer, and we have decided that we are going to protect the kids in school by making them wear bacterial cloths on their face, you know, to breathe in all their toxins. And so we have the Psaki promising us new dictates from the king. I always love it. I always love to know we got a king and they're in charge and they're just going to take over our lives. So that's just beautiful, isn't it? You know what, though? Let me just give you the good news first. The good news is people are fighting. And when I say fighting, I mean fighting. I put together a reel that I will post on the Kate Daly Show site, katedalyradio.com. And it's a reel of protests going on in the United States right now. Firemen, policemen. Last week I talked to a fireman on this show. And let me just tell you, we have such a situation with protests and people with hospital jobs. 70%, they say, are polled. Now, I don't really believe the polls all that much, but they did say 70% of the unvaccinated will lose their job. They said, we'll walk away. You can fire us. And you know what? It's better to be fired than walk away. Make them fire you, because then you'll have a suit to do this. That's probably the biggest advice that comes from Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional attorney. She says, make them fire you. Don't just walk away. But we have so many things to talk about. When we come back, I want to talk about Dr. Michael McDowell bringing forward three smoking guns. I also want to talk about remdesivir. Remdesivir is the drug that was approved by Fauci, and right before all of this came about in 2020, right as it was just launching, and said, this is the drug of choice. And Dr. Brian Artis did some great pieces on this and some great exposing on this, too. So I definitely want to tackle that. And I also spoke to somebody on the ground in Afghanistan, a woman. Actually, a woman who is just a medical person, and she kind of tells from her perspective what is going on. And I like this because I want to hear from people on the ground. I want to know, what is our news media feeding us? I don't trust our news media at all. I don't trust the talking heads. They have nice teeth and nice hair, and that's about it. And I want to get down to the right kinds of stories, the right kinds of things that, you know, that are actually happening. So I'll talk about this at the end of the hour, but I do want to go through some clips with you, and I even want to play Klaus Schwab. I know, he gives me the chills with that German accent every time he comes on the screen, but he's more in charge of our what happens to us than you think. So I'll be right back, of course, on the Alex Jones Show. This is Kate Daly, katedalyradio.com. I will be right back, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to talk about some scandals in the past, too. Let's introduce some history into this, too. I always want to bring history in the backstory. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Kate Daly Show, and happy to be guest hosting today for Alex Jones. I want to get to some clips. I want to show you some things because this is kind of a mind-blowing hour, if you will, because this is going to talk about the shot, what they found, some smoking guns, and also the drug they're using in the hospital that was exposed by Dr. Brian Artis. I love that guy. All right, so first of all, is the shot a bioweapon? Well, I think the next several clips here, the next three clips here, are going to really tell the tale of that. Is it a bioweapon? That's what everybody wants to know. Okay, let's talk about this. Dr. Michael McDowell, so we have him on video, and let's play his first clip. This is going to be a quote from Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the Anti-Terrorism Act in 1987, and this was quoted in February 2020.
Well, the framer of the Anti-Terrorism Act says this, international law expert, bioweapons expert, SARS-CoV-2 is an offensive biological warfare agent made in a lab and engineered with gain-of-function properties. He said that in February 2020. I have quoted this in a documentary I did. It's on YouTube called Watchmen, What of the Night, Part 1, where I spell this out very clearly. And he has come to the conclusion, and this is going to shock you, amen, put on your seatbelts, this is going to shock you. He has come to the conclusion that SARS-CoV-2 is a tripartite chimera. And it is composed of one, SARS, the original SARS, and he says SARS is already weaponized, and then that SARS virus was enhanced by gain-of-function properties, and step three, they were all then genetically recombined with an HIV virus. That's the virus that causes AIDS. So a tripartite chimera. If you think I am kidding, I have some notes here that I can refer to. And I call them smoking gun 1, 2, and 3. Francis Boyle, quoting from an article called Antiviral Research, February 10, 2020, written by three French scientists and one Canadian scientist from Montreal, said the Wuhan coronavirus genetic analysis may provide a gain of function to 2019 novel coronavirus. For efficient spreading in human population compared to other beta coronaviruses. He says that is a smoking gun. It was genetically engineered for efficient spreading in human population. Wow. That's recorded.
Wow. Wow is right. So the second smoking gun he had was the North Carolina team, Dr. Jinglei Shi from Wuhan Institute Virology, and they received a grant, of course, the labs at Fort Detrick. And this is a big story, too. This is about a minute clip. This is the second the next smoking gun that Dr. Michael McDowell had.
Don't be surprised. The University of North Carolina Labs at Chapel Hill brought a team together to do an experiment. And part of the North Carolina University team was, they were joined by a gentleman from China called Dr. Zheng Li Shi. He was from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And in fact, Wuhan gave a grant to the University of North Carolina so that scientists could be involved in this experiment. They imported SARS viruses from the Fort Detrick labs. And for those of you who know geopolitics and covert geopolitics, very necessary for any Bible prophecy teacher or any pastor in this day to know. Amen. The Fort Detrick labs are the U.S.'s main BSL-4 labs where they research, stockpile, and test genetic bioweapons. And so this team, given a grant by China, were working on increasing the pathogenicity of the SARS samples that they got from Fort Detrick.
All right. I don't know if you can ignore this. Can you? Can anyone? So the next clip is about 45 seconds, and this is the Australia Health Lab and Wuhan experimental, the weaponization of SARS, the weaponization of SARS. When you heard gain of function was really kind of to accelerate the results of said, you know, bioweapon. So here we go. This is clip three, and Dr. Michael Mandel. Here we go.
Trick. Smoking gun number three. Research at the Australian Animal Health Lab was funded by the Chinese Ministry of Science and Technology, along with the other two I mentioned, the Wuhan Institute and the Academy of Sciences from China. And the experimental goal was to coalesce the initial weaponized SARS virus, enhance it with gain-of-function properties, and then coalesce it genetically to an HIV virus, amen, therefore forming the tripartite chimera. And so I'm listening to you where these experiments took place. Let me go a little further.
Wow. All right, fourth one. This is an India lab, and they found HIV in the virus because they used the mRNA delivery system to get this in the cell, just like Dr. Judy Mikovits said, just like all the frontline doctors have been saying, and it actually can change your DNA. This is clip four.
Indian scientists did an analysis on the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and they said that they definitely found elements of the HIV virus in the genomic sequencing. So this was confirmed by a team from India. And let me mention to you that HIV is a retrovirus. Retroviruses use mRNA to inject their stuff into the cell. And when the mRNA is injected into the cell, there is something called retrointegration that takes place. And that means that the mRNA...
Wow. You know, I don't know that somebody cannot take all that in and feel like, what? Wait a minute, what's in the shot? These are all documented, all of the things he mentioned. He is actually a doctor of theology bringing these things out. And I don't mind who the whistleblower is or the credentials they have when they're bringing forth something that lays it out so succinctly, just like he did. And in the order he did, I loved it. And I wanted to share that with you because you need to know that we are dealing with a bioweapon. This is something that is a DNA changer. And he said, you know, they'll keep telling you it can't do anything to your DNA, but it can. It can. And so when we come back, they obviously want us to take the shot. Let's just lay this out. They want us to take the shot. But how do they get a populace moved to take the shot? How do they get them emotionally invested to go around and save everybody else, right? I'm going to wear a Band-Aid because you might get cut, you know, that kind of thinking. So what do they do? Well, if people do start actually dying in the hospitals, and maybe something is making that happen, that would be one way to provoke fear, to get people to take a shot, because they have to have this in everybody, right? Mandatory. And so when we come back, I want to talk about the big exposing. I exposed the protocol. I exposed that in the hospital because it actually happened to my husband. My husband, they said, had COVID pneumonia. And I tell the tale of what happened there. But Dr. Brian Artis does a fantastic job at saying which drug is the drug of choice for our country, which drug was installed into all of our hospitals with horrific studies behind it. And I mean horrific. Just wait till you hear this. And I'll play it when we get right back from the break. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com. Kate,
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From the Kate Daly Show. Happy to be with you today and bringing you some very, very important information that you really need to know. You know, they're so desperate to get this shot in you, they're willing to kill you. They're willing to put a drug on the market that they know will most likely kill you. You're just collateral damage, guys. We're all just collateral damage. And the unfortunate ones that die, that's how they're looking at it. Well, too bad. We want this shot. So the shot better, well, it must be pretty damn important, right? It has to be. So we're learning what's in it.
And this is really important. I want to play Klaus Schwab. I swear. Who is this guy? It's hard to nail down his exact history. Every time I hear him speak, I'm thinking papers, please, you know. And let's hear from Klaus Schwab talking about DNA changing, 2015.
Listen very carefully to what this man says.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worried that you were changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. And, of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions on the ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it. And that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Talk about.
Wow. What is he? Hitler's son? Anyway, yeah, it gives you the creeps, right? He's almost like got saliva dripping down his face. He's so excited, you know? So excited about this. I want you to hear Dr. Brian Artis, because his clip is very, very important on telling you what's going on in the hospital. They want the shot very bad. Good old Klaus there is really excited to do this DNA changing thing. And so let's hear what they're willing to do in the hospitals to make this happen. This is Dr. Brian Artis.
They are still doing it today, and they are. I'm telling you right now, anybody who's got a loved one in ICUs, please listen to me. Anybody who's got COVID-19, you're going to be threatened with death if you go into a hospital. They have set this up where they're going to use remdesivir. 31% of people treated for COVID-19 will have acute kidney failure. Their lungs will fill with fluid. Right now, they're adding dexamethasone, which has 4% reported kidney failure for all those who get it. So now you're up to 35%. If anyone listening to this has a loved one in a hospital and they have added to that protocol a drug called vancomycin, which is an antibiotic, antibiotics don't treat viruses, by the way, if they put them on there, upwards of 10% of all of those individuals will experience even worsened acute kidney failure. It will stop their heart, pressure on their heart, make them go into a coma and make them unconscious, and they will die. And they will say it was because of COVID-19. This is not true. Yeah, they're doing it to all of them. All right, so this is the mass genocide that they're using, remdesivir. There's a reason why.
Oh, you guys, he's right. He's right. With my own experience, we were confronted with remdesivir, and I said, no. No way. Are you kidding me? No. And all I got was shocked looks, you know. Shocked looks on the faces. Why would you not want this wonder drug? Well, let me just tell you, Fauci, when he put this through, I don't know if you guys remember, but April of 2020, there was an article where they were approving this, right? For the big mystery that they had planned. And what happened was this actual drug was used in the Ebola testing. Okay. They did a study. The problem was, they had 56% mortality. 56% mortality. Yeah, that's bad. It didn't even make it through the study, folks. They had to pull it. So then what happened was they put out an article, and Fauci said, this is fabulous. In fact, this is what he said. Let me read it to you. This will be the standard of care, Fauci said. When you know a drug works, you have to let people in the placebo group know how they can take it. Oh, yes, please, let's rush it over to them, too. And he also said what it has proven is a drug that can block the virus. It actually can't. There's no properties in it, from what I'm told. And then also, check this out. Gilead Sciences, who put this out, announced earlier in the day that the study had met its primary endpoint, but then didn't provide any other details. Wait, what? Yeah, didn't provide any other details. In fact, you couldn't find an article with any details about it. So then they said, well, they worked on it for SARS. I mean, they studied it for SARS.
But they didn't say they studied it for Ebola. Why? They didn't want really anybody checking that out. So more than half the people die, right, on remdesivir. And now we have a problem. But here's the deal. The hospitals, right, the hospitals get this. And they're told that, hey, this experimental drug, this investigational drug, you just go, and now you need to go use this. They're not told that it can physically shut down the liver, the kidneys, it's causing death, none of those things. And so they went forward with this, and the hospitals can't make the connection between using this experimental, horrifying drug that couldn't even pass the studies they put it in, and Fauci picks this drug. He says, this is the one I want. Well, of course it was. Do you even know that they said that the group that they used it on, right, well, half of them left the hospital in 14 days. They never said what the other half did. So I'm getting letters all over the country, you guys, from people all over, and all the stories the same. They went up, they got into the ICU, they were told remdesivir, they were given the steroid dex that Dr. Brian Artis, what a hero, his own father-in-law died. And this is, he's also coming forward with that news too, that his own father-in-law died of this. And I have a friend that was actually given double doses of remdesivir and passed away right afterwards. They're using this drug. They're not making the connection that, hey, people in our ICUs are having kidney problems. They're drowning in their own fluids. We have all these issues. They're even calling pneumonia when they should be calling it the fluid in the lungs, just pulmonary edema, from what Dr. Brian Artis was saying. So what they're doing, basically, is they're taking this investigational drug, hasn't been out of the gate. Fauci, little Hitler man, said, this is the drug we like. All the hospitals are not allowed to question it. They're not allowed to tell you that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work. And, of course, right now, they're going to call ivermectin the horse fringy, what are they calling it, the horsey fringy medication? You guys, it won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for being amazing in the human form. Wow. So he is letting people know that, you know what, you have got to fight for your loved ones. And if you go into a hospital, remdesivir is not the drug you want to put your loved one on. People are falling fast, let's say. I'm getting letters from all over the country. And it's really getting to me, actually, because it's getting sad that I'm getting all of these death stories. And then, of course, there are people going in and saying, no, I want the vitamin C if they're allowed to do it, right? And so I'm telling you, we have a huge problem here. They are willing to kill people using a drug they know is horrifying. They know it's bad, but they're willing to do it to cause fear so that you think you've got to go get the shot. A shot that you don't need. You can get over this 99.9% of the time. Anything respiratory, they still don't even have a sample of it. And it's all about fear. When we come back, there's so much else I want to bring to the table with you, because there's so much to talk about. There's always so much to talk about right now. It's like raining stories. Anyway, I'll come right back. Kate Daly, katedalyshow.com. Be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So glad to be here with you today. So the FDA published this, but I don't think anyone really heard about it. And I don't think those morons on mainstream are ever going to tell you about this. The FDA COVID-19 vaccine safety surveillance planning from October 2020. This is a really important document because it talked about the fact that they knew about all of the adverse outcomes. So when I talk about remdesivir, it has some of the most severe adverse outcomes because it causes organ failure. That's the biggest thing that kills people in the ICUs. And so now we're looking at, look at this list, pregnancy, birth outcomes. What do you mean, like stillborn deaths? Yes. We have death. Oh, you know, death. Yeah. Kawasaki disease, arthritis, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. I'll talk about that in a second. Vaccine-enhanced disease. I'm sorry, what? Vaccine-enhanced disease. Guillain-Barre syndrome. And you name it. I mean, look at stroke, convulsions, seizures. Were you told any of this? Were you told any of this? Of course you weren't. And so when you went to get the shot, they had they even had the phrase on the FDA sheet that said, basically, hey, if you want to have a family, you might not want this shot. How comforting. How comforting. I'll talk about that too. Dr. Lee Merritt, a friend of mine, she said that it was obvious that a patient had received a vaccine, a teenager, immediately went into Guillain-Barre syndrome and looked at the door, who was actually trying to, you know, get her up on the gurney. And the doctor is the one who was treating this patient. She said, when did she receive her vaccine? And it was only an hour earlier. And of course, she said, well, you're going to report this to VAERS. And the doctor said, what is VAERS? It's only the adverse reporting site for death and adverse reactions, the government site that all the doctors are supposed to use. That's lovely. So they knew. And what is multi-syndrome? What is this multi-system inflammatory syndrome? Well, it's a severe inflammation of multiple organs in the body, including the brain, the kidneys, the spleen, the gastrointestinal tract, the skin. And this is honestly, this is huge. What are they doing right now? They want to open up everything for children now, right? They want to jam these shots into their arm. And let's not, you know, maybe we should mention infertility, right? The same folks that came out with Gardasil, that lovely shot for boys and girls. Boys don't have a cervix, do they? No cervix. Anyway, they started giving Gardasil, and now we have 20-somethings that are having a little harder time getting pregnant, trying to have a baby. So infertility, do they know? Do they know what's going on with this? Are you going to try to get pregnant, your children, and try to have a family and not be able to? Can you imagine injecting this monstrosity into kids' arms? I can't. And the hospitals are told they cannot question. And this is really and truly one of the biggest smoking guns is that the PrEP Act of 2004, they actually quietly changed that PrEP Act to include COVID. And basically the hospitals are off the hook. No tort liability. If they follow the NIH protocol to the letter, now you know why people are dying. Now you know why they're acting like the Gestapo, like they're the warden and you're a prisoner in the hospital. By the way, you're not. Did you know you can actually go out of that hospital? You can actually walk out. And so I just wanted to mention that we're seeing a lot of these adverse reactions. We're seeing a lot of the things now that they listed, they knew. And the numbers have shot up. The graph has shot up on death and adverse reactions leading to death, all kinds of things, ever since we started getting the shots. And that should tell you volumes. So I was doing a little research, and I found this to be kind of interesting, so I thought I would share this with you. The swine flu killed 53 people, and they took it off the market. We have tens of thousands of deaths right now in America, tens of thousands. The VAERS reporting only really reports like 1 to 10%. So it's huge, okay? We have a lot of death, a lot of reasons not to take it. A few months ago, they already had 12,000 on the books. Deaths. They took swine flu off the market for 53. So I'm a research hound. I love research. I'm usually doing it till 3 o'clock in the morning every single night. I know it's like an addiction. What can I say? But I wanted to share with you polio for just a minute, because everybody sort of goes to polio. The doctors go to polio. Everybody goes to polio and says, what about polio? And then it's a conversation stopper, right? You know, I just wanted to mention that 70% of the people that had polio and were considered a case didn't have any symptoms at all. 70%. 25% had a fever and sore throat. 5% had stiffness. Not forever, just stiffness, along with the other things. It was under 1% that actually had the paralysis in the nervous system. Think about that. It was a very, very tiny percent. And back in 1916, when they had a single-year spike in it, there was an article I found that there was a paragraph that was really kind of telling, and it said, with spikes like these, then foundations will need to be formed to be able to do some sort of immunization campaign, some sort of immunization to help with this later on. Now, if you've read the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, it's when people ask me what was one of the most fascinating shows I've ever done in 10 years of doing this, I swear Dr. Mary's Monkey ranks in the top three. And this was Ed Haslam telling people that, look, when they put out the shot for polio, we had about 200 million people in our country. Well, 90 million of the shots were infected with they grew the cells in monkey kidneys, and the kidney cells were infected. The monkeys were infected. They knew it. They knew it. They finally admitted it later on. I think it was 2007, they finally said it on their website, on the CDC website. But it took that long. And at the time when that happened, all of a sudden, all of the cancers started going through the roof, too. Cancer just started going in roof going through the roof. And Nixon declared war on cancer in 1970. But I just wanted to tell you, the guy that started the foundation that did the shot started in 1943, okay? In 1943, his name was Basil O'Connor. He was super good chums with those Rockefeller clan, right, with the Rockefeller clan, and did a lot of work with him and befriended the president at the time, who then, of course, had polio, Roosevelt, and became good friends. And then all of a sudden, he was sitting on a mountain of money dedicated to getting a vaccine. And if anyone knows anything about Jonas Salk, do you know where Salk came from? He came from the very organization. Isn't that a coincidence? Like a coincidence theorist would say, that's just a coincidence. I don't think so. This guy decided that and kind of put it out there, too, that, wow, I'm getting a lot of money. I'm getting a lot of money. It was the first time money was dedicated from government, from institutions into this campaign, right? And it was just before, right? They just happened to have polio come out and strike in 1944, right? Big spike. They were spraying DDT. They were also working on penicillin for the first time, too, that had some side effects, too. And so all of a sudden, you saw a spike. Spikes just don't happen. It's always a cause and effect. And so you have to say, okay, well, what caused the spike in polio? Don't just talk about polio spike. Talk about what caused it. But this guy comes along, has a foundation all ready to work on an immunization, and then voila, it just falls into place. It just falls into place. Polio is right there. Now, I want to also tell you that at its height, it had 35,000 cases in a year. 35,000 cases. But as I just told you, 99.5% of those cases were not lethal. They didn't result in the paralysis. It was a really small number. But what did they do? They started a campaign for a shot for everybody, and everybody went in to go get it. And then, of course, it was infected. Did that infection cause cancer? You tell me. We have, one in three gets cancer now? And in a couple more years, with the same kind of campaign, they never changed their game plan. Now with the same kind of campaign going, we're going to even see more of it in 3 years, 2 to 3 years. So with a population of that they had back then, when they were doing all the vaccinations, they started the vaccinations in the mid-50s, and they had 200 million. When they started this, they had 146 million people. But it was Basil O'Connor, and no one ever talks about Basil O'Connor. But he worked with the Rockefellers. Rockefellers put on his funeral. Chummy. Very, very, very chummy. I find that kind of interesting, don't you? I always find this stuff interesting, you guys. But when I was looking at the numbers, I thought 35,000 cases. We do cases right now, too. That doesn't mean they're all dying, right? So it's always perspective and context that's the most important thing. I just see them doing the same game plan again. It's just bigger and more lethal this time, sadly. If you get into a hospital, do not let them do remdesivir, says Dr. Brian Artis. Don't let them do it. Shut down their kidneys. Horrible drug. Dex 2. Budesonide from Dr. Richard Bartlett was the game changer. That was the one. And vitamin C, high dose, all of those things. Thanks, you guys. KateDallyShow.com. I go live in just a few minutes and live for 3 hours, and I'll see you. See you next time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.